Hi, Ion. Good to hear you again. Love you. Mean it. First question. And I've been
We
back
don't
and
know
forth
the
with.
concept of love, but it sure is tasty. It's very
Oh,
tasty. What little we've
yeah.
had of it has been delicious. It's delicious, but it's a new, it's a foreign construct for us, but we're kind of getting used to it. It's kind of fun.
Oh, that's very interesting. There's a nice bite sounding for you, Bob. There is a condition that humans can have where when they hear or say a certain word, it can have a taste for them. Like
It's called a
when they.
trigger. It's called a trigger. It's almost like the way the same way that syncope applies.
Okay, moving on. Leave a little break here for
I'm gonna put you in the FEMA cramps now.
Bob.
Those FEMA things is getting ugly now. We sent you some pictures. Now you know that binds us. We send you some pictures. Now you don't have to get on the rooftops with that. You don't have to get on the rooftops with that.
No.
But we're
No.
just saying, you were asking specifically, okay, Ion, what's up? Well, when is this going to start? When is this going to go down? Now you're starting to see the trucks move and they start to take over all the Walmart parking lots. Because apparently there's no place where there's not a Walmart.
Right,
Apparently.
right.
So they're
Okay.
taking the Walmart parking lot and they're
Yeah.
setting up. Okay, just hold it, Ian.
Yeah, I do find it difficult to find keys and ears for my health. So should
There
I
are
just
none.
not buy? Got
It's
it.
because there are none. There are none.
Got
Look,
it. Uh-huh.
that's how you run the outside part. The inside part, you're inside, you're God. God don't need help. God
Got
don't
it.
need help. So the angels can't soothe you. They don't soothe you. They smote little men. Now, if there's any part of you that's little men, that's what they're going after. Every single time, without fail or exception. Now, you say in total fucked up biology, you say, oh, well, you think about something. Don't say those words. I'm not going to listen to it. I'm not going to have it. Because if you say those words, it sets it into motion. Well, who's listening to those damn words but the angels? And so, therefore, they set it up, and boom. Now, there's a trick to this. There's a trick to it because what's happening is getting easier and easier and easier. It's getting simpler. It's getting simpler. It'll
Simpler for
learn
the
you.
angels? Simpler for the
No,
angels?
no, no, no. Simpler for the
Okay.
tech body takeover. Simpler
Ah.
for the tech body takeover because they will woo you. They'll make it uncomfortable. Okay. You got your piss pad pole pro air prod pee pod pro po. It won't let you do the popo, and it won't do this and it won't do that. And the next thing you know, you got to check something. You got to do something. The next thing you know, it'll come up. Oh, we'll take care of this. We have an app that takes care of this. We'll take care of all this. We'll sync it to yours. We'll airdrop everything over. It'll be right there and just touch it. Just touch it. Touch it. Touch it. Touch it. It'll all be right there. No problem. And you go, well, damn, that was the easiest thing in the whole wide world. And then they say, ha. In a moment, then they turn around and they say, gotcha. That's the rub. That's what's wrong with it. Now, we're not saying it's a problem because we don't want you to become a Luddite because at this point you can't. Okay? So Jenny Bell was right. You got to fuck with them. There ain't no way around it. But you've got to be aware of what you're fucking with. Just because you know. See, you're perfect for this because you question everything. And even Bob. We like it. We question Bob. That's a ridiculous. Bob, there you go with that bullshit. Don't come in here with that. No, Carol, it is. Okay, well, show me. Show me. Show me. Let me see.
Prove
Prove
it.
it. Prove it. Prove it. Don't come with
He
so,
said,
but so that part is
Juno ain't gonna have it, or Juno.
I'm
you
not gonna
know,
have
like
it. No, before
you
that.
know.
You
You know.
know you're not gonna have it.
Yeah, that's an Ebonic way of saying you know, or a Spaniard way of saying Jamaica me crazy. Jamaica me crazy, Bob. Jamaica me crazy, Bob.
Crazy.
Jamaica me crazy. Crazy.
Jamaica me
Yeah.
crazy.
So what
Okay.
happens is this lets you work your art. The angels don't affect you. Now listen, the angels will change the ground you walk on.
Yeah.
Okay? So
Yeah.
if you have a fasciitis, if you have a
Yeah.
fasciitis or some problem like that, you can make your ground softer so it doesn't hurt the bottoms of your feet. But it won't help your feet. But it won't help your
I
feet.
see.
Yeah. So no wonder. Yeah. No wonder. Now, there is one way to overcome that, but that's with the 30th, and you're not going to do that. Y'all not going to get us in that. Now, we're not doing that.
Okay.
Y'all not either.
Yeah.
Not going to do it. Not going to do it, because it's good. You open that, and it's done. It's through. You can't handle that yet. As a God, it's no problem, because then that's the key. That's the key. Then you're doing different things. They come to you, then you don't got to chase them. You don't have to call the angels. They're there. Boom.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm waiting on that day. Very good. Yeah.
But you're doing so much better because you quit pushing against things. If you notice, you've eased up. Things that would make you just crazy, you don't care anymore. And we think that's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We think it's great. Well, you softened your disposition. Where before you had to push. Now you're like, oh, well, whatever. You're going to be, excuse me, sir, you're going to be dead soon. Go ahead and say anything you want to say.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping
yeah,
by.
I'm yelling at listeners on the radio show. That's always fun.
Oh.
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, Bob, now I've just got one more, Bob, so you get off your diddling around and get ready. Is the new satellite phone available? I asked JW about it, and he said that it was being worked on.
Okay. The answer is it is not cohesive. Do you understand what that means?
No.
Okay. Coercion and cohesiveness is the stretching of a rubber band that the satellites are not going to be 100%. So you can have one now, but it won't work at the market, and it won't work here, and it won't work there, and then you have a shadow, and then it won't work, and it might not even work at your house, and then you're like, well hell, what's the point? A phone that doesn't ring? Oh, yeah, that's what I want. Give me two of those, one that doesn't ring. Bob would like that. He likes phones that don't ring. but they're not malleable enough yet, because you're fixing to have huge gamma bursts that are going to even further degrade the satellites, because every dot of gold that's ever come off this planet is coming back. There's a lot of gold because it's so durable. In satellites, every single one of them are going to come back to this Earth. Every single one without fail or exception. Every dot of gold is coming back. You're not going to gain any or you're not going to lose any. The world is not producing any more gold. All the gold that is created is already created. Now, you haven't found it all. There's lots of it you haven't found yet, but there's no new gold being created.
Right.
None. So that's coming back. So they're not dependable. The satellites are not dependable. Now, they're launching some things that are going to be a different, we don't even want to talk about that. Okay, they'll be, give it a second, and there'll be electromagnetic proof. That's
electromagnetic proof?
Proof. So an EMP won't affect it. Because right now, an EMP would knock it all out. And so and that's coming. So why go all that into all that for it to be a paperweight?
Okay, so what you're saying is the satellites, they depend on gold for their production?
Yeah, that's how they hold up. That's the only thing durable enough to hold up. So that's why they use it. It's very conductive.
Yeah. Okay. So then the obvious question is: should I convert my little bit of money into gold?
No. You don't have. No. That's a. No. Don't worry about that. The only currency is the drops. You don't have to worry about that, Carolyn. Just stop. You don't have to do that. Don't do that. The inflation is going to go crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter because you're not losing. You see, you've got all this time that you had this money and you hadn't earned any interest or just little dibs of it, little drops here and there, but it's not even enough to cause a problem. So you can't worry about what you're losing from your inflation here because that has nothing to do with the income flow. You only have to focus on the income. If you focus on the income, let the rest of it work out because it comes out wash day. I mean, yeah. You know, you've not been a capitalist very long, so it shouldn't be a too big a surprise. We have too much. We have to get rid of it. Throw it out the window. We have too much of that catches with all this money. What are we going to do? We can't explain where we got all this money from. Throw it out. And you're like, wait, money, don't throw it out. But you got to be careful, because if you listen to these people, some of these people call in, Greg Duffelbag, listen to them, that would be just a mortal sin. To have $2 more than you need, why, that's ridiculous. You money grubber.
Right.
So the thing is that you've got to watch the flow. And so you don't need that. Don't want to do that. You need to be ready to move in your capacity for making drops be counted. That's the next thing.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Uh-huh.
You want drops. Uh-huh. You don't want gold. Because they're not going to take it. They're not going to take it. So what good is it? They're not going to take it. It doesn't go up or down. So what? Really, why do you want that again? You don't, actually. You don't want it. So, but that's fine. And you can have it, you know, put it on your neck. Make a nice a gray
10-pound
color.
Chain.
Nice.
A 10-pound
chain. Yeah, some changes.
Chain.
Yeah, get some two chains. Get two chains. That worked for patchwork, isn't it? Two chains. That's right.
Two chains.
So you can do all that, but there's going to be all that's going to wither, and there's going to be tons of it available, because there are people. Just look at, look what happened. What are rappers when they kill themselves? What do they do with their gold? They all got gold teeth and diamond teeth and gold jewelry and some gold changes and all kind of stuff. What do they do with all that? They just recycle it to the next one. See, it gets kind of weird.
Crazy.
Yeah, it gets kind of weird after a little bit.
Actually, is there more heart problems vis-a-vis the blood clotting of the spike protein? Are there more of those problems that are killing people that aren't being recognized as vaccine and COVID effects?
Yes. But here again, once again, on that particular one, you have the validation, you have the verification. Don't make that be your banner. Don't make that be your banner. Just because things, you're going to start hearing crazy stuff now, because now they're on. Mm-hmm. Now it's on like Donkey Kong. They're in it. They're in it to win it now. Now they're on it.
Who's they? Who's they?
The superfluous they. The doctors, the CDC, the FDA, CDC, MDs, the MD, CDA, CDBD, EBFACE, EBD. All these crazy alphabet people, doctor people that are now coming up with these things that this issue is an issue is an issue. So tell me this. How do they create a vaccine, a booster for the Delta variant when there's no known test for the Delta variant? They don't have a test for it. How are they going to make a booster for it? You see? Now, normal people would look at that and go, what the fuck are you talking about? This is stupid. You're trying to cure something that you can't prove you got. How do you cure something that you ain't got?
But they're in it. They're in it for the grab, and it's the last corruption. It's the final corruption of
but
modern
civilization.
But it
doesn't make any. But it makes Bob look smart. It makes us look good.
Yeah. Otherwise, we had no chance.
Bob is turning manipulative into a way of life.
Okay, Carolyn. The gold issue. Aren't companies making gold in labs?
No, they are not making gold in labs. They're making diamonds. They're making corundum. That's sapphires, emeralds, rubies, all that's on the corundum style. But now diamonds aren't. Diamonds are carbon, pure carbon. They can make those. But they are not creating gold. They never have. The alchemists say they do, but all they have is really shiny lead.
They never got lead. They never got gold.
Correct.
But they could sell it, right? They could use it, fool people.
Whatever, yeah. I mean, hey, even fool's gold has a value if somebody will buy it. See, that's what happened to diamonds, Bob, those blood diamonds. Nobody wears diamonds anymore. So if you had a suitcase full of diamonds, you'd be fucked right now because they ain't really worth nothing. Oh, they're worth hundreds of billions of dollars. Okay, sell one. You know, go to the pawn shop and buy one. It's not too good of an investment.
Okay, so there's never – but the alchemy, the legend is occasionally some of them, even the Evergreen said somebody got gold out of lead, but it wasn't real gold and it was fake. They could be appear rich and use that power to fool the locals,
correct.
Right?
That's great. Okay. That's kind of like getting blood out of a turnip. You can do it, but what are you going to do with it? You're going to get infused with some turnip blood?
Okay.
There you go.
And
that was clever. You're so clever, Bob. You're so clever. You're having a good day today. That's good.
You never heard of that. You never would have thought of that, eh, Carol?
Turnip blood?
No, fake alchemy. Fake alchemy.
Fake alchemy.
That's an oxymoron.
That's what I do all day and every day, fake alchemy.
Yeah, fake alchemy.
Without Mayan's help, you do, but we make it real.
Yeah. But
okay.
No, Bob, that's right, Bob. Fake alchemy would be real alchemy, because the broad definition, she was actually being very clever there. Fake alchemy would be alchemy.
Oh, alchemy is fake, so you do fake alchemy, real alchemy. Okay, real stuff.
Right. Thank you, Ion.
Not finished, Karen. Second point. Now, you say everything started. So we finally got to the Armageddon and all the real tribulations are starting. The second phase of bad, of 3.5 years of the 7-year tribulation. That's what happened today with the Marines' murder?
Yes.
Is it somebody who lives in Washington organized the shooting of the Marines? Someone who wants war to save Biden's image.
There was no shooting of the Marines. They blew them up in a barren hotel bomb.
An empty hotel where they were staying, living?
No, it wasn't empty. Barren. Barren is B-A-R-O-N. Baron Hotel, where they blew it up. They made a bomb, and it killed a bunch of people. But then it was supposed to be one, then it was four, and then it's 12, and probably going to be a few more when they keep counting the pieces. They're counting toenails to see how much of them's left.
Right. Are they American citizens who were killed?
They're American military, yeah.
Yeah, the military. But are there citizens who didn't expect to die?
They were also killed. But they're not talking about them. This is Jen Psaki's got all she can do. She can't take it. She can't do what she's doing right now. Because it went from no problem, no issue, no big deal. Now they're dying. They're killing them. Y'all better get out. You better get out. Well, we didn't say, we did what we could. You know, we don't even know how many people there. You don't have to tell us you're going to Afghanistan. So if you go to Afghanistan, you get killed. Don't come crying to us because we didn't tell you to go to Afghanistan. This isn't our problem. This is Trump's problem. He's the one who got everybody out of that. So if you know you were going to leave, what are you hanging around there for anyway? Because, I mean, come on now. How many planes do we have to fly over Afghanistan to make you realize that you should be leaving? Yeah.
So, let's see. So, who in Washington organized the bombing of the building? Or was there someone in Washington?
That'd be the Department of Defense. Not the Pentagon. Slow up now. Slow up. Not the Pentagon. No, but the Department of Defense.
Yeah, some of the outside analysts would say the JOC supported Trump, but the DOD didn't support Trump. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
Yeah, and the Pentagon
the DOD had trouble because what the DOD was doing, it was causing a problem. They like getting paid, okay? And so what Trump was doing was paying the military to provide bullets and this, and they were getting paid to take it all down. See, they were defragmenting the military, making it be less, no military. Mm. So they loved Trump because they were making money. The bomb builders were making a fortune. The plane builders were making a fortune. The bullet makers, as Trump says, oh, my God, I went and looked. I went to their place to get some bullets. They got no bullets. How the hell you have an army, the biggest standing army in the whole wide world, with no damn bullets? Got guns forever, but no bullets. How are we going to go into war with no ammunition? What are you people doing? This is insanity. And so he goes to town on that. Bam, 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 bam. Now they're stopped. And guess what they did? They gave it to the Taliban. It's pretty cool. Them big old shiny guns. But this ain't no different. This is no different. Now, let's give them toot toot to Duffy. So we can give Duffy bag a toot toot now, or we can wait and do it at his wake. Which one do you want? Which way you think it'd be better, Bob?
Do it now. Do it now.
Okay, we'll do it. This will be a. We all play this at his wake, so you can hear. Ion gave him one attaboy. Okay, what he was complaining about for 2.5 fucking dreary some hours was on about how this Afghanistan thing, and they were there, and it's all America. America caused the problem. And he's right, and he says he agrees with us. That's the one time he did. Because if you remember, Osama bin Laden was put in place because Saddam Hussein, who he also put into place, got to a place where the Ayatollah Khomeini was a bad dude, okay? So they got Saddam Hussein, and they put him in there to take out the Ayatollah Khomeini. Then he went bad. Then they got Saddam Hussein out of office, and then they put the new dude, Osama bin Laden. None of them knew which end of a gun shot because we put it in their hands. You see, they were just goat farmers. We put them in check, you see. And not one time has anybody mentioned the natural world's largest supply of lithium in the world. Right there. The largest supply of lithium. And you can't go electric without a lithium. And so Biden is Mr. Electric, and guess what he does? He gives it away. But now, to be fair, his son, what's his name? Goober? What's his name?
Hunter.
Benny? No. Hunter. Well, he's a hunter, all right. He had an art gallery, or had an art show. He sold one piece of art, one little piece of art, for $3 million. And guess what? He got an expense. Whoever bought it in Beijing, China, guess what they got? They got Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Two weeks later. Now you got to connect the dots. Now go back to what we were saying, because we didn't lose our thread. We had to fill in the gaps. This is kind of like an information overflow kind of thing. You'll come back and sort this all out, or not. We don't care. Bert will. Don't worry. Bert will. Bert will tear this shit up. Okay, so you've got step by step by step by step. So Duffy is saying that the problem is these capitalist Americans. They save the world, and then they kill the world, and then they save the world to kill the world. And then they wave their flag, and they bring their wounded soldiers home and protect our troops, and God save the queen, and blah, 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 blah. And Nigel Farage ought to be God by now because he's run the world so far, or at least the better part of upper part of Scotland anyway. So what Duffy's saying is that we caused all that problem, America, caused all that problem, and then tried to solve all that problem. When really all that was happening was that the Bushes, they moved a war on terror so that the terror was happening over there instead of the terror happening over here. But now, just like Tom McDonald says this, the one who hates America the most is Americans. Americans hate America the most. And that's how that works itself out. All this is going to get cleaned up, but he's right from the standpoint of the subjective condition of why there's that battle happening there anyway, a 20-year war. That's why he was fighting to get out by 9-1-1 again, because it's going to be 9-1-1 again, you see. So that was the rub, what the rub was about.
Trump was trying to get out of Afghanistan because
he was.
Afghanistan, Trump was trying to get out because he saw another 9-1-1 coming.
Correct. And he wanted out. He wanted somebody else to take the conquering. He was going to get the lithium, but he wanted somebody else to do the conquering.
Yeah, so
Trump is very clever in that regard. He'll let you build the building, and then he'll take it away from you after you've got the construction loan.
Right.
Just saying.
So how do you spell lithium? I thought you said E-lithium, but it's just L-I-T-H-I-U-M.
No, no.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's the same thing that's a drug. It's like a lithium ion battery. Well, that lithium is also the same lithium that crazy people take.
Right. And when we first named you ion, that was one of the definitions of ion, lithium ion in batteries, right? That was one
that's
of our
correct.
Five reasons. Yeah.
That's correct.
okay, so.
And then you went off on some crazy tear about a Bagdad battery. We still haven't quite gotten over that one yet, but it was
no,
fun while it went through.
Yeah. So
Bob and his Bagdad battery.
So in the biblical definition of the tribulation, 7-year period, 3.5 years of peace, 3.5 years of bad, Trump generally created an image, a patina of the 3.5 years of peace, right? That's what his image says.
He did the thing that the scripture said was going to happen. He brought peace to the Middle East.
Right.
The Abram Accords are still standing, but now they've turned it out. They've turned it off. They've undone it. So it's all back to fighting now. But it's all the Talibani and the now they're the Talex. There's a new ISIS.
Oh, okay, Talex.
Talex.
So
coming.
So, is Trump? Does he understand that this mess will be cleared up?
Oh no! It will never be cleared up. It'll never be cleared up. No, that's no.
He just said
that
it was going to be cleared up. You just said that.
Well, for money, for money.
You mean for business to get the lithium? It'll be cleared up to get that done, but. But the skirmishes will continue.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Because here's what the funny part of this whole thing: the sand niggers don't even know they got lithium. They don't know they control the world supply of lithium. They don't even know it.
Well,
so
Tim,
they're just running around trying to be Sharia law and selling little girls to old men for wives and stuff, and running around with Sharia law trying to run all that kind of bullshit as they start, thinking that Neosporin is plastic explosives, so they start slapping people around with Neosporin. Little goober, putting goober grease on them, stowing goob tubes of goober grease, thinking they're going to blow something up. Pretty fun.
So they do set off those bombs, or you mean metaphorically they blow people up? What did you
both.
Mean?
Both. All of
okay.
It. Both. All of it.
All right. So, skirmishes. The 911. It'll be a different kind of situation or another building, big building.
No, it's gonna be. It's gonna. Okay. The most important thing in this round is your living water, Bob. And soon,
this
911. Will control everybody else's water.
It'll lead to control or it'll be destroyed. The water for everybody will be destroyed.
What's the difference when we really get right down to it, hey?
Well, are they going to blow up some source of water?
No, you'll see. You and your little alien buddies are raising hell again.
Okay, so we've got the 911. Oh, all that we've said can that be broadcast? Exposing the 30 million, and you're exposing the lithium business. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's fine.
The Middle East, the Arabs will find out about it, but they were ahead of them. On that.
They don't listen to you. They think you're the devil. They know you are the devil. They think you're the Mossad, Bob.
but all that we said, pretty controversial, is not to be edited. We can play it all. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to find that we're going to get easier and easier and easier with this, because after a little while, when you get so far down the rabbit hole and running this thing, then there's nothing to damn say. And then everybody's like, well, why are we tuning in for it? Why can't we just say it as we say it? But it does give them that breach so they can start to embrace it. And your listeners, either they're happy now because there's actual content that they can chew on, or they're pissed because they didn't pay attention all along. Because if you notice, we're saying the exact same thing we've always said. We're just adding more details now. We did not do that before on purpose.
Right.
When we did, it would be inevitably wrong or misguided or slow or... Just because we say somebody's dead and it takes them 3 weeks to bury them, that's not our fault. That's not our problem. They're dead. God damn it, they're dead. And when they bury them, that's a whole other thing. So you're not dead unless they announce it on the television, right? Oh, okay. That makes sense. Good. Glad we got that straightened out. So good for you. Okay, next.
So you were just saying they may not be dead for 3 weeks. Did you say something like that?
Yeah. We say somebody's dead. They say, no, he's not dead. They're not. They're perfectly fine. What are you talking about? They're not dead. There is no 121 Depot Street. Come on now. And then it doesn't take but a minute, and then they have the casket, and they have the mourning and the graveside burial, and everybody wears a little black dress. Okay, I've got a little black dress. It's so hot, Bob. It is great. A little black dress is perfect. It fits perfect. It's very amazing. It's good. It's just good. So the point is that condition doesn't make it true. Just because you have a funeral doesn't mean anybody has to die.
Right. So, we can now tell the full truth on themes that you already were saying, but give more details because Bob's in charge. That's the reason.
No, there's just nothing they can do about it.
Why can't they do anything about it?
What are they going to do?
Like the Viet Cong attack us.
Okay, they were going to do that anyway. They were going to do that anyway. So?
Oh, so we don't...
What's that got to do? What's that got to do with anything?
We're saying Bob can do it because he can get away with it now. No, the people that want to get him are still going to try to get him. But you're saying it won't be successful. Why won't it be?
Whether you say it or you don't say it, it's not going to change their veracity to get you.
I see. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whether we did Trump when he passed the martial law and he knew that he'd lose the election because it would be rigged. Is he okay with what's happening? Is it still working for his favor because it gets the Constitutional Convention?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it still gets there, and he sees that, so he doesn't care.
Hey, Karen. Yeah. Look at the John McAfee. Look at the John McAfee.
Yeah.
You know what it says? It says, shall we play a game? TikTok, NCSWIC. It says,
what's
that,
Karen?
You'll want to see it, Bob. You'll want to see it, Bob.
I have it here.
What, Karen? Yeah, and McAfee's in it?
Yeah.
And what does the NW whatever stand for? Let's get that clarified.
North Carolina, Southwest, I don't know.
What's it stand for that he uses it for, Ion? We all go one and one we all go? You know, a QAnon kind of thing? What is it?
No, shall we play a game? That's the rub.
SWP.
National Council of
Statewide Inoperability Coordinate. That's exactly
he, right. He gives that show? You ready for your
roll call? Looking up, it is an acronym for National Council of Statewide Inoperability Coordinators. So the states aren't operating. There's this organization that identifies that, I guess.
Identifies when they're... When their operations are not working.
Correct.
And then when they're not working, then they have to be put in their FEMA cramps that they're building.
Right.
And all the Walmart parking lot.
It is, okay.
And they're
going to
get a baby cow and some baby chickens. Some baby chickens.
Yeah, the big shocker yesterday in Tim Pool, I think that's his name. I just happened to catch his show. The beginning, Clinton sent it to me, and the Biden government announced a list of people, many of them worked for Trump, who all have to turn over their files from April 2020 to January 2021. And they're all shocked because these nobodies who weren't at the January 6th riot, quote riot, they're being named. And so this guy, he's named, but he wasn't there. I don't think he was there, but he's saying most of the people on the list that weren't there. So he said, well, they actually just want to get our emails to find out who our sources in Biden's world are.
Correct.
And he's probably correct about that. But so Tim said this is the big moment of our generation. This is a very bad, dark moment that the government's doing this to people. So it's a very dark moment. Oh, this is just the beginning of the worst, darker moments, which are FEMA cramps coming.
Yeah,
the beginning.
Now, see, some people would look at it like your grandparents, Bob. I mean, you don't know who they are, but your grandparents would look at your world now and go, "Oh my God, how terrible! I could never live a minute like that." Those people can't go out of their house. They have to go to the grounds for food. They have to go dig it up. They have to go take money. Then they have to beg from people to go to the Costco to get whatever they sell. It's terrible. They don't even sell sensible shoes anymore. You can't buy material to sew your clothes. How do you make clothes? You have to buy something off the rack. What's the rack? That's crazy. So they would say this is incorrigible right now. But what happens, like the frogs in the cool pan of water, it gets hotter and hotter and hotter, and you don't notice it. It becomes a Eurasia issue.
And that's what is happening in Eurasia, in Afghanistan, the frog heat, low heat. You said that Armageddon started in the 1947 or something. Yeah, when Israel started. So that's when the heat started, with Israel getting a state, right?
It's correct. Yeah.
Metaphor.
Yeah. But see, it's kind of funny. They killed themselves to get a state, and then we got Bibi Netanyahu out the way, and now they got doubled up, triple back, flip flop shots, and they all going to fall over dead. And I don't know what the Gaza people going to do. They're going to have the whole state. They're going to have to kill themselves because they're not going to have anybody to fight with no more. They're going to have to just kill themselves.
Yeah, now the Governor Justice of West Virginia, Ion, sent me a TikTok where he said, you know, this is getting bad. We got people who we know were vaccinated, and they're still getting sick and being hospitalized. I think JW said, Bob, that's the beginning. The deaths caused by Delta variant, the beginning of the dropping dead. This is where it started.
Another step, here's a little quiet bar. Hospitals are full now, but they're not talking about it because that's a bad. Nobody's going to get vaccinated if they're going to die anyway. See the rub? Emory doesn't have they might have an ICU bed in case somebody dies. But presently, they don't have a bed at all. Pretty good-sized place, Bob.
Beg your pardon?
It's a pretty good-sized place with St. Joseph's, Crawford Long, Emory main campus, all the campuses they got. There's not one ICU bed in all of them. Pretty bad day, Bob.
Right. And the thing is, somebody in the behind the scenes wants to make money off the vaccinations. That's the goal. Also, to kill everybody.
No, they're going to do better when they see. When you thin it all down, all this hyperinflation will take care of itself. So it's actually good because it's going to knock itself out. So it's good.
Right, but the people in behind the CDC or whoever, these bad dudes that are implementing this ridiculous situation, they're not just trying to make money from the vaccines. They want to eliminate the big population. That might even be more important than making money.
Power's better than money.
Right. So they have power in that situation?
I don't know.
All right. And if they make a lot of money, it's actually going to suffer from the hyperinflation, won't be worth anything. And they know that, so they're not doing
it. And it doesn't matter. See, it doesn't matter, so whatever. Like, okay.
What doesn't matter? The deaths don't matter?
The money doesn't matter because you get rid of money.
Yeah.
So they're killing themselves for money, and then the money they got ain't worth nothing. So damn. I killed myself to die, and now I'm dead. Damn. All I want to do is kill myself. I didn't mean to die. I was just going to kill myself.
See the chassis turn? It's a chassis turned element. A chassis turned element. So these ones that think they're going to get power by being able to dispense death everywhere, it may not work out that way for them.
Especially when they die themselves. Carolyn said, it's like taking poison and expecting your enemies to die. That's what Carolyn said.
And they're so keen on killing on people, they're saying, forget the vaccine, let's do it, put in the sausages, put in the food. Is it just sausages?
You don't want to get vaccinated? You don't? No. They're putting it in everything now. It's great. They're going to get it one way or the other. That's why they had to destroy all the food supply so they could control what food is available.
Yeah.
They don't want you having no damn farm. And who the hell can eat a 200-pound radish anyway? You don't need no farm. It's crazy. Radish, nobody should eat a 200-pound radish.
Now, with the spray effect of stopping the Delta variant, that screws up their plans a little bit, correct?
Well, it's not for everybody. Everybody can use it, but it's just to give the humans that are ascending a God-sent prayer to give them a change. It's Carolyn is soothing the process. This is like Toprofol. It's a drug. It doesn't stop your pain. It makes your body forget it's hurting. So what's got to happen is you got to take the edge off of the human being so they can ascend. Ascension is not very pleasant, Bob. Because remember Jesus, when he was hanging on the cross, he was showing you what was happening. Eli, Abba Sabbatani, Lord, Lord, why have you forsaken me? Died like a dog. But then he ascended once his ascension was complete on the Emmaus Road. See, they don't talk about that part of the picture, though, do they?
No.
Carolyn's made a little poultice. Carolyn's made a little poultice to help them from hurting so bad while they go through the process. And then she's going to say, quit crying. And I can hear now, shut up. Don't start all that crying. No crying. No tears in heaven.
Yeah, she's going to let me back on the show, so I'll do some of the yelling. She can't do all the yelling.
Thank God. You need to bring a little lucid point to that thing, because either those people are already dead or they need to be dead, because it's pretty sad. But just bring a little life back. Y'all need to have the croaker ire. Have the croaker ire. That'll make the
world a man. Bring me in as a Dr. Croaker, Carolyn.
Dr. Croaker. Let him lay out the campaign for what RNA reset can do for you. That'd be good. Of Croaker.
So ascension is hard.
Sorry for that digression. But yes, ascension is very quite uncomfortable often. Ask Bert.
Right.
Bert's a big old strapping thing, and he's hurting like a baby. He's hurt.
Right. Now, ascension hurts. But today, we got the social mortar screwed itself, and it's causing pain all over the place, known as the tech body. And it's a harder time. It's extra pain. It's not necessary when you get enough pain ascending. And so we're alleviating the secondary travail.
Let's just call it travail. That's right. The travail, so you don't have to separate. Because, see, the return is what we're talking about. Everybody thinks Jesus is going to return to earth, okay? Jesus is coming back, but that's so we can go. See, he's coming back so you can go. Because if Jesus can leave and come back, then you can leave too. See?
Yeah.
Otherwise you have a black hole conundrum where you know exactly what's going on, but nobody knows on this side what's on the other side of the black hole. Because every time they go through the black hole, they're gone. They don't come back. We don't know if it's good, bad, or ugly.
Yeah, now the Mayans did that.
Like the leftovers. The Mayans, they did. They sure did. It's like the leftovers.
So the important
show, the leftovers.
Yeah. So the important part of Jesus' image, the third Jesus, is that he comes back. That's
correct.
The important thing. And so you said we learned that we can go and come back.
Yes,
so what
that,
we did.
That's the lesson. That's Marilla's lesson. Mark that. Marilla's lesson. You need to get that.
Now, I set that in motion. I said, when I came over from Alpha Centauri and entered the Andromeda civilization there, I said, okay, we're going to go away and I'll get you back, or we're going to figure out how to get back. That's the pattern, the archetype right there.
Yeah. You wrote that song. You wrote that song, Pick Me Up on Your Way Down.
So I set up the archetype for Jesus to act out, Callum, the Passover plot. Right, Ian?
Oh, no. Yeah, something had to be passed over. So there's something to pass over. So that's good. If you had something to pass over, so that's good.
That was a book I had in the 60s. Yeah, the Passover plot.
Oh, man, the Passover plot.
Yeah, but
I think that was Bob Carr. I think that was Bob Carr. You're mixing up your authors again, Bob.
Yeah, his era. But it's not literally that. It's just basically the archetype. Jesus, the Messiah, leaves, then he comes back. And that's a metaphor of us leaving here and going back home.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, so we got a lot of that.
And the song says it. And the song lays it out. Egypt was once my home. Let's say this earth is Egypt. I was a slave, sin sick, and love was bound. Love lit the way. I found my way out of it with a force field.
Mhm. Mhm. Out of Egypt, right? So
yeah. This is in Egypt, and you're trying to get out of Egypt. So where'd they go? They went across the Red Sea. Ta-da! Remember how we mentioned about the sea turning red? We went across the Red Sea. Everything is metaphoric. Uh-huh. Carolyn just loves metaphors now. It's so excited to stick it in. Finally, after 100 years of doctrine, she can enjoy a good, hearty metaphor. Woo! It's a good day in this Dobson land of bliss.
Right. So it's the effects precede the causes. Coming events cast their shadows before them. So
here we go with the glib cliche part.
Yeah, Dobson, this is the metaphor. So the Moses going over the Red Sea was a prefiguring of the actual end times of the Indian Ocean turning red. That's what you're saying. It's prefiguring.
It represents and then the mountain is Mount Sinai on the south side of Moab, where they go to the mountain. See, that's when Bob, the finger of God, when Bob likes to finger things. You know, when you finger things, Bob, you like fingering the finger of God when you write it on a stone. You know, the same way what you did was on Mount Sinai, you went to your trash bin in your computer and you did a PDF in stone. In the Hebrew, the ancient Samaritan Hebrew, Lord Hebrew, and you wrote down all the rules. You know, thou shalt not fuck unless thou want to. Thou shalt not kill unless they're almost dead. Thou shalt not bring anybody back that you kill. Thou shalt not get over things that ain't yours. Therefore, everything is yours, so thou cannot steal. It's not thou shalt not steal, it's thou cannot steal. You already own everything. You already own everything. How can you steal it? So you wrote all in down to help a nigga out, and you come down there, and what are they doing? They took all the spoils of Egypt and had that damn brother-in-law of Moses and had him built a damn cow, a damn gold cow. And he stopped coming in, and Bob looked, and he said, oh, this is going to get good. Y'all better watch out now. They wanted a god, so they took gold and crafted them a god, you see. They could have the power themselves, but instead they wanted the law, so they wanted rules and regulations because they don't know how to run themselves. They don't know how to know. They don't know when to quit eating, Bob. They just eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. They just won't stop eating. They just keep eating. And they blow up and they go, I'm sick. I'm sick. I better get something to eat. That's what's wrong. I'm hungry. I got to eat. They don't know how to govern themselves. They get a little hit of dope, and then they want 100 pounds of dope. Then they take Xanax to go to sleep and Adderall to wake up. And it's crazy. It's lost in space. They can't control themselves. So then Moses got up there and he says, okay, who's on the Lord's side? Tell me now. Tell me true. Who's on the Lord's side? Who wants to come on this side? Y'all come on right now. If you want over here. And the Ionites, who's on Bob's side? Y'all come on over here. Come over here. If you ain't, just stay right where you are. You'll be all right. And then next thing you know, They melted the golden calf and made them drink that graven god that they made. They were forced to drink the molten gold. Killed every one of them. Like to kill them, wrecked them hell. It like to kill every one of them. Yep, it's pretty bad. See, that's right, another example of this process of coming from the Red Sea, coming out of Egypt, going back home. Hallelujah.
Right, now,
pretty good.
I learned that Nelson
good.
Thal would explain.
Good.
Yeah, that was an excellent soundbite and 2 points. Nelson Thal would tell me that's what Herbert W. Armstrong taught, that this parallel, what happened back then in the Old Testament was mirrored later, echoed later. Mm-hmm. And so there are many fundamentalists. Bible preachers know that pattern?
No, they don't. They get lost. He was unique because he took it to the nth degree. Because, see, people got those words before that, and that's how you created Calvinists and Lutheranites.
Yeah.
Is that what they call them, Lutheranites? No, I think
they're
just Lutherans.
Yeah.
And then Jonathan Edwards, sinners in the hands of an angry God. You're angry, God. See how that goes?
Yeah.
Very, very.
Okay.
And the Whitten House Square. Don't forget that.
Okay. That was a great soundbite. Definitely will be made an item. But you ran through the Ten Commandments and gave new, catchy interpretations. Could you do the left? I think you left 4 or 5. You didn't complete all 10. You did about 5.
No, we have to say. We got to get something so they can poke at it. Nobody will get that. But Alyssa will get that, and she'll say, I got number 6 and 4 and 2 and 9 and 3 is 8 and 6 is 7 and 4 and 9 is 3 and 2 and 18.
Right.
Yeah. 36. Yeah, that's it. 36. That was a ticket.
So you give them half.
Good number.
We give them half, and then they can work on the other half, figure out the new slang interpretation that Ian came up with.
Thou shalt not. Gluttony is one of the deadly sins. Thou shalt see, you don't even know when you're full. So you're glutton anyway. So you don't know. So you can't be gluttonous because you won't stop eating. You know. Well, stop on the counter. Yes, and we are too. Damn you! You stop eating every day when that counter. When you've licked the last crumb off the counter, that's when you quit.
When you did originally the Ten Commandments, the shalt not had a different meaning back then than we.
Because you can't. The shalt not. You can't. That's what they're saying.
Yeah,
you can't steal. Thou shalt not steal. You cannot steal. That's what it's saying. You can't steal.
Yeah. You. It has no capacity. The statement indicates no capacity.
Bob got a new word. He used it the right way. We're so proud. Oh, my stars. Boy, this has been a big day. We're going to take up predicates next week. It's going to be great, y'all. It's going to be great. We're going to enjoy it thoroughly.
Okay, so I had sprung it. One of the first surprises I had sprung on me back in 2009 is that, Bob, you're going to redo Moses or you're going to be the new Moses. There's something you just said the last 10-15 minutes that pointed that out. Moses, I don't know.
That you like to finger things?
Yeah, that part. And
yeah,
so I
that part.
Later decided that I wasn't Moses, and Ian was just getting me ready for odd scenarios. I was Ophanel. But Ophanel is behind Moses. So the Moses pattern is Bob because Moses was doing Ophanel's orders.
Look at his fingernails, Carolyn. They're not busted up no more. They're beautiful. You have perfect fingernails now. Have you seen that?
No, they're not perfect yet.
Yes, they are. Look at them. You and them lying eyes of yours. There you go.
Well, the split has a very nice knitting pattern. Very nice knitting. It's a different design. Nice design.
God, listen to it. Bob is the only thing in the world that can bitch about perfection. He'll say it's all wrong, but it's the nicest wrong that's ever been. It's all wrong. It's beautiful wrong. That's great.
Well, that's how I maintain autonomy.
Autonomy. Automation.
Okay, so the So it's correct that Ophanel was kind of behind Moses, right? He laid the archetype out first.
And that's, you right. know that. You just want to hear yourself talk now. I just want to hear myself talked about.
I don't want to hear myself talk. I want to hear myself talked about. Okay. Mm-hmm. Carol, like that. We finally got a giggle out of Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
An interesting point is you talk about the mRNA in the vaccine. And it is such a weird thing what it does to our bodies that science doesn't understand it. The Dr. Tenpennies, the Christian Northrops, who say the vaccines are bad and the virus is bad, and even they might say the mixture creates a lethal situation. But I think you're saying there's something that humans don't understand about the mRNA, which is now going to be put in our food, the same
correct.
Fast
correct.
Effect.
Correct. Hold on 1 second. You're talking, you got the floor. But Karen's going to have to talk here for just a second. Carolyn, okay. This is, goes back to, remember? Do you remember that book, that awful book you read about L. Ron Hubbard?
Mm.
Okay,
exactly,
yeah.
This is exactly what they were prescribing. They're saying, don't go to the doctor. Listen, or amp up to the next vibration level. Amp up to the next vibration level. Amp up till your vibration is so high, you go to woo-woo land or Wawa or do something. We never know what you actually got when you got to the top of the chains. But anyway, that was your rub. Never go to a doctor. Vibrate out of the problem, whatever it is. You see,
right.
That was exactly what was being laid out with L. Ron Hubbard. And they thought he was a quack on a ship.
Right. And through the E-meter, you vibrate out of it through the E-meter, correct?
Correct. The copper things that you hold in your hands, you know. That's how they can tell how you're doing.
Right. And L. Ron Hubbard got that from, you want to mute, Carol?
Yeah.
She was talking.
Yeah. L. Ron Hubbard got that from Bo Kitzelman out there in Reno, Nevada area or someplace, correct?
Yeah, he was a freak too.
Yes, and he made a book in the early 50s called E-Therapy. And I guess that's where L. Ron Hubbard got his E metaphor from, that book, E-Therapy. Okay, so a side issue, then I'll get back to this important stuff we're talking about. There's my fake expirations form. Well, I don't own it, but Adam Pugin does. And I get to be on there. And talk my ION stuff and McLuhan stuff, which I can't do in the official McLuhan form. But I have a new designation. They've done it twice. Bob cannot post more than 2 items a day for a month. And now I'm just ending up my second sentence. Is that done by Facebook management or by Adam?
No.
The guy who runs the form.
By Adam. By
All right.
Adam.
He's decided. Yeah, and I was probably posting a bit too much. But I am posting important statements by ION, like the recent one, nothing or nobody can do the Bible like ION can, or nobody or nothing knows the Bible.
But those people don't look at the Bible. They don't recognize the Bible as a current text. So nobody can quote something I don't look at.
Right.
I don't watch porn, but ION has the best porn that's out there. But I don't watch porn. I don't watch porn. But if I watch porn, it'd be the best porn ever. They don't care, so they find it offensive. That's the rub.
Right. So basically, I'm posting ION stuff. Most of them aren't listening to it. They don't like ION.
Mm. They don't know ION. They just know it's outside of the tenets and the canonicals that they embrace.
And because they're subject to that mental projection, they will die.
Well, yeah. They don't care. But see, that's okay with them because that's all they've been taught their whole life anyway. A man, the penalty of sin is death. A man must be once to be born and once to die. You have to die. So death ain't no big deal. They're used to that already. We're just giving something a little more.
Yeah, that's interesting.
A little serendipity. It's a little serendipity, a little something extra. You know what, serendipity, a little something. It's a little something extra.
And what is the extra that we don't die? The extra is that
you don't have to die. You don't have to die. You can just see him.
See, it's interesting, Carol. You know, they say death and taxes are the only certainties, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the sober common sense that most people have is, well, nobody gets out of this alive. We're all going to die, and that's a great equalizer. And that is a sobering and bonding thing among people. Well, we're all equal in the end. We're all going to die. And it's a big lie. What do you think of that, Carol?
Right.
It's the...
Right. It's like when people listen to you for 20 years and listen to us for 12 or 13 years, and then now all of a sudden they want to talk to us, and they say, Ion, I am just dying to find out about this ascension thing. Yes, you are.
Right.
Bob, when you catch them just right, they get it because they resonate. See, Bob,
right.
you don't have to be right. You just have to be first. You just have to be first. As long as you're first, then they come back to it and they'll bump into them. And then they're like, oh, shit. Hey, that crazy Ion was right. I should have been listening all along. Oh, wait, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. Yes, I was. No, I don't even know. Bob said it didn't count. Everything Ion said ain't right. So don't listen to that. And you go on and on and on with that a little while. And then they figure out that it's something that they can embrace. And
right.
They figure even if they don't make it, they're better off than they were. Because what the alternative is dinner and a movie, which the food's poison, the movie is terrible, and you're not going to go to bed happy either way. So there it is.
Right. So so my question was, Marion is not inclined to listen to it, correct, up to this point. But here's the thing, because I find women are more open-minded than men nowadays in general. You know what I mean?
We're having a harder time telling them apart.
Right. I get that. Now, as you say, Bob is looking more sane. They're probably going to start listening more to the Ion posts as things get ridiculous by next week, right?
Well, they already are. They already are. Look around, Bob. That's the rub. See, the frogs are starting to pick their head up out of the pot and say, you know, it's really hot in here. I'm really getting hot. I don't know. I mean, this is a great pot. I've been here a long time. I've been my whole life in this pot. It's a great pot. Best pot that's ever been. But damn, it's getting a little hot. I don't know. Y'all hot. It's a little hot in here. What's going on? It's warmer than it was yesterday. I don't know. Just a little bit. Just a little bit warmer, but I don't know. But something. We got to look at this. Somebody check the temperature. Check the temperature. It's getting a little warm, so just saying. So, yeah,
right,
it's getting hunted and crazy because it's crazy. How do you take and throw away a country, start a war, and then have a zombie apocalypse and have an alien invasion and have the aliens fighting the aliens, the illegal aliens with the legal aliens, and all of a sudden the only thing you got left between you and Itchy and Scratchy is J.R. Bob Dobbs speaking Finneganese to the goddamn aliens. And that's the best you got. That's the best hope you got out of pulling this anything out of this. It's pretty good. So let me tell you what, George Carlin ascended there. You can prove George Carlin proved there's a God. There's no contest there. He did that.
Did he get much from my recordings he listened to?
Of course he did.
Okay, so
you're so clever.
He
just amazed at how clever. You're just so clever. You're just very clever.
I get that. I get that. Now, you were just saying that, okay, so the people on Adam's Forum might start listening a little more now as of yesterday, right, because things are getting beyond the norms of academia.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, but the White House didn't have plug-ins, you said. That meant they didn't have electricity?
They did not have them against the wall the way they're showing them. Base of the floorboard, so they're they're almost indistinguishable. Most of them are flat in the floor next to the wall, so you can plug something in to the side. But
yeah, those are the old ones.
Some mystery.
Yeah, those were the old originals.
Correct.
Now they're
like running up and down the wall, around the windows, and on the fireplaces.
Okay.
And it's like crazy stuff. Look at those pictures and compare them. Anybody looking to go, that's not the White House. What are you talking about? These ballrooms, like something out of a Hyatt Regency, and it's in the White House.
Okay, so what percentage of Americans who watch TV or watch the Biden press conference and see the White House are certain there's something fishy going on there. How, what percentage of the viewers see what you're just were describing?
Nobody really, because the way they're not looking. Most of them aren't looking. Mm. They're just getting the sound bites. They're not watching.
Right.
See, that's the thing. There's more people on the TikTok than there are watching any of this mediaology. That's why the mediaologists are profoundly upset, because nobody's giving a fuck what they say. I said nigger on TV. Nobody cared. They weren't even listening. I should have been shadow banned already, and I'm not. This is terrible. I'm not even. I don't even count enough to be withdrawn. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Evergreen
said
that
they're having to fight for bites. They're fighting for bites.
For what? For bites.
Bites.
Fighting.
Sound bites. They're fighting for sound bites.
Yeah. Right. So you say the media colleges are being ignored. The Evergreens told me that some military guy in Baltimore figured out the tetrad on his own, and then when McLuhan's tetrad book came out in 1988, a year or so later, they were saying, oh, he's doing what I did, and he did it better than me. But the point is that the Evergreens said that then Bush traded. Gorbachev wanted these, what he calls, sociological algorithms, what I'm calling the tetrad. When they met at Malta in December 89 after the German Wall went down. Now, whether that happened or not, organizing society on tetrads, knowing what groups will do in our present situation, that knowledge is obsolete. Mediaology is obsolete. The CIA knew it and ran it for a decade or two. But under tech body conditions, the tetradic, or what you call mediaology knowledge, is obsolete, right? That's what you're saying here.
Oh, my God. And, okay, whatever all that gobbledygook was. You're starting to sound like Greg Duffel now. Okay, go ahead. Whatever you said, yes, it's great.
Here's
what
I said, the simple version. Tetrad management, using the tetrad to manage society, when Big Brother goes inside, that is done by the chemical body on behalf of the chemical body. Now that we have other bodies, which then mutated, merged into the tech body, mediaology management of the chemical body is ridiculous and not going to happen.
He's going to do it again. He's carrying it on again and again. You're talking double talking. He says, oh, I'm going to make it simple. So he does 10 more sentences about something that don't make any sense. See, mediaology isn't mediaologically applied. That's why your words are babble. Because if what you're saying is true, what you just said can't make sense. If what you said is true, what you just said can't make any sense. If there is no mediaology, if it's been obsolete within the chemical body for the chemical body, there'd be no other interaction. So the five fingers would have to be cut off the five bodies.
Well, that was a quote McLuhan used in the 50s. Five sovereign fingers tax the breath, from Dylan Thomas.
Yay! Oh, my God! Don't tell nobody we quoted. We quoted Marshall McLuhan, Mr. McLuhan, can we have this? Can I have this dance, Mr. McLuhan? Come on, Mr. McLuhan.
Okay. When you say, and you often say it, you say, well, that's the media calls you this, the media calls you that. You use the phrase. What the heck are you referring to if I'm not being
We have no idea. We have no idea.
He's making up answers, Kill. None of his answers apply.
No, we have no idea. Because if it is really, truly mediaologically enhanced, it can't mean anything. If it's truly mediaologically advanced, it can't mean anything, because it's going to be obfuscated before it ever hits. That's the reason we said you don't have to be right. You don't have to be true. You just have to be first. That's all.
Well, me and my fellow media colleagues don't agree with your...
Okay. Okay, then be high-minded and drowned in your mediaological influences.
Good. Well, I know mediaology is obsolete. I'm trying to define when it wasn't obsolete, and you kind of referred to it back then when it was, what you mean
that's
by
when
it.
Walter, we mean when Walter Winchell told you something, energy was conveyed and embraced by humans. And so that mediaology is a system that was set up like the 6 o'clock news. You're going to watch, tune in to watch the 6 o'clock news. So we all hooked up to the 6 o'clock news. And they didn't like us. If they told something wrong, they come right back and say, oh, I told you true, but it's a damn lie. It was not true. I made a mistake. I heard it right. I watched it, but I was wrong. I don't know. They never let that go. They had to correct it. So you could trust the information in the Mediacology's reference as something everybody should know what went down. Okay? And so they're lining up, the media is lining up everybody to know the same page, the same story, the same words, the same song. And so now what happens is you got the ticky-tackies, the ticky-tackies, the little houses made of ticky-tackies, the tic-tacs, the tic-tacs, the popping in the tic-tacs. Everybody's making their own little tic-tac, but every tic-tac is the same. So now what they do is they have different people that take the words off somebody else's tic-tac. They put it on their tic-tac, and then they get bigger, they'll blossom, and they don't even use their own words. That's Mediacology now. It's tic-tac, tic-tac, talk, tic-tac, talk, tic-tac, tic-tac. We don't know. It's something right. Like that. They're fixing time for us because now there's no more tic-tac. There is no, there only that tic-tac. There's no swinging of a pendulum to and fro. There's none of that.
Mm-hmm. That's the old Mediacology. That's the old Mediacology.
That's correct. That's correct. Very good, Bob. And that's when music had to be cranked on the Victrola.
Right. And as excuse me, as Croker pointed out 30 years ago, the new situation post-Mediacology is nobody's listening.
Correct. That's correct. And what they are listening, they're listening for, they're listening, and if they are listening, well, they're not really listening, but they are listening, guess what? They're only listening for patterns.
Right.
And it's like Uncle that, Meat. It's what Uncle Meat. It's Uncle Meat. Remember Uncle Meat?
The album by Zappa?
Yeah, Uncle Meat. Yeah, Uncle Meat. Yeah. It was pattern. It was pattern driven. The whole thing was pattern driven. It was great.
And McClune called that the third Copernican Revolution, came in 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Pound
mm-hmm.
and Joyce created poetry based on pattern.
And we talk about Ezra. We talk about Ezra Pound more than Croker.
That's right. All right. Yeah, that was the beginning of the third Copernican Revolution. Pattern recognition, McLuhan called it. So there it is. You have aligned yourself with McLuhan on that point.
No. Actually, right. It was Alexa did that, not us.
Alexa.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Alexa's our new bitch. We fucks with her.
Is she part of the tech body?
She is the tech body. She speaks for the tech body.
Yeah, I know. I know what it is. Just making sure. So we understand
we're
gonna
get Carolyn one. We're gonna get Carolyn one so she won't have to look for a new husband.
Mm-hmm. I actually have my phone in my pocket, Carolyn, so that would make it a little muffled. Have I just been muffled the last 5 minutes?
No,
you've been good.
Oh, okay. All right, so so old Mediacology is gone, new indifferent reality with tech body ecology. You were talking about the Walter Reed show.
You're talking about phantom theosophy. You're talking about phantom theosophy, Bob.
That's what you're talking about. No, it's electric occult. I understand, electric occult. And
phantom theocracy. That's what that is.
Now, right. Well, I say electrified occult. Do you agree with that?
And you're right. And you're right. You're right. And that means... Never mind. Okay. Yeah, whatever.
Right.
Now,
and that's what McClellan was pointing out
about. That's what we're pointing out, Mediacology.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's why McLuhan pointed out that the old Gnosticism that Thomas Aquinas and the Catholic theologians were against, it was too taking your own power kind of ideology, the church was against that. Nowadays, you can not be so down on that old Gnosticism because there's a high-tech Gnosticism happening, technosis, electrified occult. Mm-hmm. Is the new hypnosis.
It's the new golden calf. You just got to have it. You got to have that golden
right.
calf.
Right. So,
if the earth was made for gold, made out of gold, men would die for a handful of dirt.
Right. So, you're talking about Walter Winchell and Walter Cronkite. They had to correct themselves. They had to, quote, tell the truth so everybody was on the same page. Did that start to change with the Kennedy assassination? Is that when the lie came in and the Walter Winchell standard? Chappaquiddick.
Chappaquiddick. And then Chappaqua.
The Chappaqua, the Clintons are in Chappaqua, I guess. But the Chappaquiddick, I think, happened the weekend of the moon landing, July 21st, July 2069, the same event, same time.
Yeah.
And did the car accident?
It wasn't an accident, Bob. It wasn't an accident.
So he purposely killed her, put her in the car, and drowned her in the car. What was he trying to hide?
His obsession with necrophilia.
All right, she caught him doing it?
He wanted to do it to her, indeed.
Oh, he had this crazy notion like me of screwing dead people. He was into screwing dead people.
Yeah. Poor Bob.
You accused me of that.
Yeah.
Well, you accused me of that.
No, we didn't accuse you of it. We said you resembled it. You said, okay, that's all.
Because I didn't know what it meant. Yeah, you took advantage
of it. Oh, well, now you want to start being particular. Oh, okay. It's a fine time to get religion now, Bob. That's rich.
Okay, so... actually, he was into necrophilia. Wow. Where did he do it to her after he killed her? In the car? But the car was
in the
water.
Butt. In the butt, Bob. It was in the butt.
Did he drag her out of the car, butted her, and then put her back in the car?
Yeah. Well, in the car before she was dead long before she hit the water.
Oh, he had already butted her. Okay. Before that. I see. Mm-hmm. So, what
he was the butter king.
What total biology effect was happening in his psychology that made him so extreme?
The rabbit, the rest.
That's what they did to Rose. He was guilty. They did to Rose.
The ramification.
The ramifications
of media ecology.
Right. It was too exciting for him to resist.
That was too clever, Bob.
I know.
Nothing he could do. There's nothing he could do.
Because his parents were forced to be chemical body tetra managers in the 30s and 40s and 50s.
Yep. Joe is just a moonshiner. Just a moonshiner, Bob.
Right. But he could do his media ecology pretty good once he became a bachelor.
Okay. Good for you. Yes, Lord.
So you're saying that Ted Kennedy, the ramifications of his butt lust, regardless of what in the family influenced that, he just couldn't resist it.
Correct. And he could do whatever he wanted to do. That's how those Kennedy boys were. They'd do anything they wanted to do, whatever.
Mm.
If you get too mouthy with them, they just take and make you sit with Rose. You sober up pretty quick after that. But I'm like, oh, you mean this could happen to me? Oh, yes, that could absolutely happen to you. Okay, I think I've changed my mind. I think it's going to be all right. You know, I didn't see a thing. I really don't. You know, that's a little fuzzy now. I don't remember it like that. I don't know. I'll have to check with somebody because I don't seem to remember it like that somehow. I don't know what's going on here. Something's up. I don't know. Something's funny.
Yeah, you were saying they were too mouthy. That was the phrase you used. Around the Kennedys, you got too mouthy. They put you by Rose, who couldn't speak.
Ask Ethel. Mm-hmm.
Well, she got into the game and started fighting back, right?
Yeah, she did. Won. We say she won.
Mm. And so did the Bouviers. They won.
Nah, you can't count that. They won, but they didn't know they won. They were so, like you, Bob, they're so full of themselves, they didn't even know when they won. It's pretty, it's the most ridiculous thing ever. They had the tiger by the tail and was complaining about, darling, from the Massachusetts drawl, I don't know why we have to put up with all of this name falling plainly on the grain foolishness, because it does make any sense. Actually, the common people have to live like this. So they didn't even know how messed up they were. So, yeah, they won but didn't know it. So it didn't do
them. They didn't know that they didn't have to kill Kennedy.
Correct.
Right. They thought they had to. They could have won some other level and got the revenge on Jack.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But is there? Okay.
The Kennedy curse, according to the Evergreens, is that they all expect to die tragically. That's part of the family history. Is that what Ted Kennedy was under? That is that the main total biology pattern for them?
Yes. Yeah, and they embraced it, and if they weren't dead, they were being punished or in great pain or in all kinds of problems and stuff. I mean, you know, and for somebody with such bad back and so many problems, President Kennedy sure could fuck around a lot. He must not have been that sick because they would get around like that, eh?
So he faked his bad back.
No, he had the bad back. That's the total biology. That's the problem, you see.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Then he never let it get better. He was just going in for more and more and more and more and more.
Right. He still listens to our show with his buddies?
Yeah. Well, the buddies are kind of fleeting now, but yeah.
But he is in charge more than people realize of Washington, the bureaucracy there, of what's going on with the war. In Afghanistan.
Yeah.
So he's back in the White House, and you said there'd be lights on every night. 2 days later, August 12th, that's happened.
The lights
are on all night.
And the lights are on. Mm-hmm. And those,
has anybody
and those,
noticed that?
And those huge rooms that Biden shows off all the time. It has to be at least 20 or 30,000 square feet rooms that are inside the White House, apparently.
So is Trump spending a lot of time in the White House, and it's so well guarded, no one can notice it outside?
Yep.
He has secret entrances? Like, he doesn't fly in a helicopter and stuff like that, right?
No, you don't see it. You don't see it. As long as the camera doesn't catch it, you don't see it. And, Bob, you get this and that tangled up. Look at the pictures of the White House now. They had the camera on the White House all the time. The White House is turning brown. Not white anymore. Look at it.
What is that?
It's turning brown. Well, it's just like it's decaying within itself.
Okay. Will Trump redesign it at some point? Rebuild it?
He already said it was scheduled for a teardown, Bob.
So is he going to do that? Will he get the opportunity?
Why not?
Will the viceroy live in the White House?
Probably not, Bob. It's too small.
Okay, good. So so Trump is having fun in the White House, and he's got the bigger picture, moving towards the Constitutional Convention. Does the legislature, judiciary, and the executive, the old three-part beast, are they eliminated completely in the new feudalism that he'll be viceroy over?
Yes. Yes, they'll be dead. That's why you notice they keep talking, making little references about, well, this will be settled at the Hague. Remember how you hear them talking about, oh, this is important. This goes here. This will be done at the Hague. What does the Hague have to do with the United States of America? But then they start talking about war crimes, and then they start talking about all this judicial review, peer review. They've lost it. It's lost. It's lost, Bob. It's lost.
Well, they're not going to do it at the Hague. They're going to do it here. In the United States.
No, they'll probably do it at the Hague. Likely will. Probably will.
And they will eliminate the government of America, the traditional government structure.
They don't have that power. But, yes, it will be dispersed. But they don't have the power to remove it.
And that's because the people that will be organizing the Constitutional Convention know how much the people hate Washington. They understand that.
Correct.
So they've got to make a new image to get some kind of a patina of authority again. A patina of authority, correct? All right, very good.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. That's a pretty phrase. You're doing phraseology so much cleaner now, Bob. You don't have all that stutter and stammer anymore. You're doing so much better.
I think
you've helped Clinton. I think you've helped Clinton, too. He seems to be talking plainer.
Yeah. Okay. The white mud that's in the white in the Garden of Eden. So if a culture or some of the people in a culture or a tribe ascend, they might get access to the white mud. So then you build an Ottoman Empire, okay, with the white mud. That's the secret. Get the white mud, you're not going to die.
Say,
you're gonna feel good.
Don't say Ottoman, say Byzantine. You got to get your culture right, Bob. The Byzantine Empire, not the Ottoman Empire. It fell.
Right, so you have the Egyptian Empire, the Sumerian, the Byzantine, the Chinese. Just a second. All these empires that are presented in written history as having fallen. To the degree they fell is because they sinned by losing access to the white mud. Would that be the common denominator of the fall of empires?
That's okay. We'd say okay. It's not perfect words, but it's really close. All right. It'll hold. It'll hold until it's further developed. Let Bert get that and see what happens.
Right, because you got the Illuminati mythology. They had access to extra knowledge, and it was actually the white mud from the Garden of Eden that was passed around to upcoming empires. And so the 8 or 9 empires, or 7, I have to count them, in ring 11, I think it is in our end of chart, their empires that still have for the white mud, that's why they're still hoping, still hanging in here, or they are after images of, and they fell.
We don't know what you mean when you say after images, so.
They're not as powerful as they were. Or are they powerful?
That's not an after image. Power has nothing to do with relegated position.
No, yeah, I say that they all fell. But
Okay. If you're saying that, then that what you're saying actually makes sense. So okay, yeah, we can embrace that. We can warm up to that. It won't hold long, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. So the empires that have symbols in the angel diagram, they are former empires. They, for most people, still appear powerful historically, but they don't have that power. They don't have that power anymore, or they do. They are not fallen. The ones that are in the angel chart.
They don't. They don't apply. The power is complicit. Power, no power. You're going to have to start talking about homerage if you carry on this conversation long.
So the seven or so empires.
It's a resistance. It's the resistance. The viva la différence.
Right. So the empires in the angel chart, they have strong homerage.
Yes.
And they will
say
resist.
Strong. You don't say high, say, you don't say strong, say high.
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 Okay. Right. Now, the new empires that are forming or attempting to form because of some ascended people get something going here in the terrestrial plane, they have to meet the resistance, the homage of these already established empires.
Yeah. And how far along you are in the food chain lets you know how you handle this thing called ascension, this thing called living in the AL2, living in a material world, you know that song?
Right.
You're Madonna. So, Madonna. You say Madonna, but it's Madonna, but you say Madonna.
Right. So these empires in the angel chart, I say they're after images. They did fall, lost the white mud.
They are fallen.
That idea,
they are fallen. They are fallen. See it right.
Or
the syntax will get you. If they just fail, they can come back up. But if they are still fallen, present tense, then the pluperfect won't have any effect because they'll still be fallen in any state either way. So have fallen.
Right. So
good day there, Bob. Good day.
But I'm suggesting they are after images. But they may not be. They're the 7 symbols represent empires that are still strong, that didn't collapse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which are you siding with? They're uncollapsed empires,
seven,
or they're after
seven Spanish angels.
and they didn't collapse. So they are strong empires. They're not after images of their former glory.
Agreed. The answer is yeah, but don't hold on. Like I say, don't pack that suitcase, Bob, because that dog won't hunt, just so you know. It's okay, but it ain't going to last for a second. Just so
they're all just imitating me. I create the archetype of power.
Markers.
And back in a drawing.
Markers.
I created the markers.
You did.
Yeah.
But if you don't like markers, you don't have to like markers. You don't have to like it. Then you say boundaries. You set the boundaries.
Right.
How far? How crazy can we get?
Yes, the furry lint factor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, in Revelations. All right.
Yeah. Guess what? Japan just suspended 1.6 million doses of the Moderna vaccine, Bob.
They're resisting the global plan.
No, they know it doesn't work. That's Daily USA 24.
Wow. So they say we're dying from something else. The death is coming because we can't stop it. So we're not going to put up the fake that we can anymore.
No. They're saying there's something wrong with the Moderna. It's killing people. So we're stopping giving it. Nobody's going to get it because it's killing people. See? They're killing niggas in Japan now. They're killing niggas.
Okay, so that's Japan is not controlled by the CDC gang. So what will the CDC gang do to Japan for bucking the
probably send the Taliban to take them over and sell it to China. They'll send the Taliban to take it over, and then they can sell it. They can sell some art. They can buy some art from Hunter Biden, and then they can give it to Japan. It'll be great. It'll be perfect. 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 Chain of title. Chain of custody, Bob. Chain of custody.
Right.
You're going to hear more about that. You're going to hear more about that later. Chain of custody.
Well, I tuned out. You were just describing the chain of custody. Could you just say the idea briefly so to see if I took it in? Japan, are they engaging in the chain of custody?
They will in about 1 second. They're trying to desperately, but they're not very successful at it.
They're trying to not follow the chain of custody, but they will be recaptured by CDC and forced to live the chain of custody? Is that how we use the term, the phrase?
It is, but it's exactly in reverse. They're saying that this is no good. Stop it. Don't give another person that poison. And so that's why they suspended it.
I know, but that's bucking the centralized media. They're not going to accept that story.
You won't hear that story. You won't hear the story. See, that's what happens now. You just won't hear the story. That's how we solve that. If you don't fit our narrative, then you won't hear from us. I mean, if you're not going to have a new car, you might as well not have a nice one, Bob.
So, am I up against the eraser, the cancellation when I had my press conference with the aliens?
Depends on the presser.
Well, that's the actual conference. That's the conference itself.
Well, right. That's exactly right, and how the pendulum swings at that moment. Now you'll have a little help, you ridiculous sot.
How I'll have help? Because they're going to have Houston Stadium size vehicles over 22 cities. That won't be able to be denied.
Those are already leaking again. That's leaking again.
Good.
And we're trying not to pimp that. We're not. It's the case, all right. And we can't help it. There's nothing we can do. But we're trying not to pimp it. Because we don't want it to become a conspiracy theory, because then that's, you know the difference between the truth and a conspiracy theory, don't you, Bob?
No. What's the difference?
6 months.
The truth comes out 6 months after a conspiracy theory has obscured the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument over something being a conspiracy theory is actually what's the truth. 6 months
is
very good.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And a lie is the truth. It hasn't happened yet. That's a variation of what you just said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so
unbemoaned.
Yeah, now you're saying the Houston size UFO vehicles are stationed over the 22 cities or 22 areas in 22 countries are already there right now.
They are, and they're starting to notice them, and you're starting to see little bots, little dots. I'll send you more. You hate these things, so we hate filling up your trash bin. We hate filling up your trash bin with all those little notes, but you get them, and so those are, and you can get a bunch more, but we don't like to overwhelm it because it's just too much.
Yeah, but I like them. Don't be too sensitive about that. I enjoy the.
Well, we just don't want to get yelled at. We don't get yelled at. We're sick of you screaming all the time. Screaming, screaming all the time. It's just terrible what we have to endure. Yeah. That'll be okay because it won't matter. See, like I say, in just a second, everything's going to be rocking really ready to rock and roll. It'll be the Casey Kasem American Top 40 here in just a minute, Bob, because it ain't going to make a goddamn difference in a minute. It ain't going to matter. Do what you say, what you want to. As long as they can't interfere with it, play it. But you got to wait a second because it's you're very hot presently.
You mean we're close or people are listening hot?
Both. Yes.
Yeah.
All those.
Okay. So it won't matter.
It's like pink eye. It's like pink eye, Bob. It's catching.
Right. So the
conjunctivitis. Mm-hmm.
So you're putting it in there. Oh yeah, you said the rundown. When we get the rundown, you mean when people really have to pay attention to Eindem, and they'll start analyzing every word.
Well, goddamn, Bob, that was 2 years. That was 2 years ago. So I don't know. Maybe they hadn't quite.
Okay.
Well, we got a news flash for you. Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg is not long for this world, Bob. She's not long for this world. I've got a news flash. You better mark it down. Put that on your little sticky tabs and stick it on the refrigerator. Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg has very little time left on this earth. Yep, just saying.
Okay, to finish up the thought.
Do you see how silly that is, though, when we do it?
Yeah. No, let me. I'm losing my thought here. So you.
Sorry.
You put things. Oh, so when they have the rundown, everybody checks. They're going to look to say, you told Bob stuff that we didn't get told. And you're going to say, nope, it's all right there. It all got told. And you didn't notice it. You weren't paying attention.
Everything is available. Yep.
For when we are intensely interrogated and observed and analyzed, that's we're covered by that.
And obsolete and cohesively bound.
Why are they objecting? They say, you told Bob that stuff that we didn't know. What is that supposed to celebrate about the human condition? How's that?
Bob is more special than they. That's what's wrong with Andrew Crystal right now. It's here again. You have something that they can't have or get access to or get in any flavor. See the problem?
So that becomes a religion in the old sense. You put Bob up on a pedestal, and we don't want to do that. And people don't want that done. They're sick of that. So they're going to say, you guys.
Well, we don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. You do that all by yourself, Bob.
Right.
No one speaks more highly of you than you, Bob. No one.
Yes, because I'm satirizing the whole phenomenon. I'm satirizing.
Oh, satirization. Okay. A game you like to play. Nice.
It's good. So. To the degree that I pretend I'm the original Rai, bringing back the original Separatist and the High Priest that's laid out in the Emerald Tablet, to the degree I put that on, Ion's balancing off by saying, no, Bob can brag all he wants, but he didn't have a special place because we embedded everything all the way through. That's what your point is.
Well, Bob was insipidly and unintelligent enough to be intelligent enough to ask the questions enough to get all the variations are variegated, like a variegated thread, the variegations of the information to pin the tail on the jackass. And that's what he's trying to do, Bob, that is.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay.
That's why J.R. Bob Dobbs was the very best salesman that ever was a salesman because he couldn't sell shit. And he was so plain about it that everybody gave up. They're like, shut the fuck up. I'll buy whatever you goddamn selling. Snake oil. Here's some money. Give it to me. I feel, but as long as I don't have to listen to you explain to me what it is that you're trying to tell me that you don't know what the fuck it is. Okay, I'll buy it. I'll be the best salesman ever, ever, ever. I'll be the best buyer. You'll just shut up and quit telling me how big and special and wonderful and superfluously delightful you are. Please stop telling me.
Okay.
You know, like that. You know, like, yeah, like that. Like that.
That was
like
good.
That.
That was good. Okay. We laid out 100 themes that Ion has uttered. And then Ion said, no, it's more like 200.
We did that. We did that. All that. We.
Me and the Ionauts. We made it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's
so
superfluous. We.
I just make them. I make them feel involved. Okay. So
bless his heart, y'all.
That there's another 100 to make it at least 200.
At least.
But it seems that these 200 themes, we've done over 31. How many hours have we done now?
Bless you.
How many hours of recorded Ion have we done now? We're up to 32,000, 35,000?
At least. No. 30. It's like 30, just this side of 33,000. Time you get
okay.
These rounds going. But now you don't have to do all this. If you just inventory, fuck, ask Bert. Bert's probably got a word count by this point. Or ask coming. But now if you raise your hand against Donald J. Trump, now you're still going to get a whooping.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get the ass whooping. Now. You're going to get the ass whooping now, just so you know. Do it. Try it. Say it. Do it. Say it. That's all I was saying. Raise your hand against Donald J. Trump.
Biden got killed. Yeah. Hillary got killed because they raised their hand. They're dead, right? Obama's dead.
Yep.
Okay. But Obama was killed for other reasons back in 2008 before Ion came up.
Right? Yeah,
but the doubles were killed.
He choked on Michael's dick.
Okay, so you're talking about...
you got to have a gag reflex somewhere, Bob. I mean, damn.
Yeah.
Pork.
Yeah.
He can look as ridiculous as Marshall McLuhan did in Annie Hall with that seersucker blue suit on with those white socks on. The most ridiculous thing you've ever seen in your life. You're not even qualified to be in my world. I don't know where you are, but you're not qualified to be here. I'm getting lots worse than you. Defecation is my thing. I know how to defecate. I know a lot of things, and I know how to defecate. You are not my defecation. I'll let you know that for sure. That's right. You won't have to call Ezra Pound and ask about that. I'll guarantee you that. Does he?
Are you sure? Yeah.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not anymore. I'm not sure of anything anymore. I just know it's all about me. I'm sort of sure about that.
I just showed up for my friends, and I found out I didn't have any friends.
That's right.
Hung around to find out I didn't. At the end, I didn't have any friends. But
yeah,
everybody was thoroughly told how superior I was to every one of them in tandem. That's right.
Yeah, and Captain Beaver, he learned the hard way that he didn't have any friends. Yes.
Yeah, they don't call it the Big Ten for nothing, Bob. That's all you need to know. That's right. Okay, happy day. Anything else?
No, wait a minute. The Big Ten is football? What's Big Ten?
It is Big Ten. It's like when the Packers are playing the 69ers.
Yeah.
It's a sexual connotation of football from the Big Ten Conference. And
well,
the size of a penis with the Packers and the 69ers.
Good. So the wrap-up statement is that you go against Trump, you're doomed. If you go against Bob, you're doomed.
You're not doomed. Don't say doomed. Say you're going down. We are repentive. Do you understand? We quit,
right.
Bob. Chappaquiddick.
Yes.
A cold, sore, dead butthole you'll wake up with. There you go. Yep.
But, you know,
look how we segued that all the way through, right there at the end. Got there, right back there. Worse than Ted Kennedy.
But that reminds me of a question I forgot to ask. They did lie about the Kennedy assassination. Why is it Chappaquiddick 6 years later? Why is that the turning point of the end of
Well, that's when they found out they could, get rid of any problem. They could do anything. They could embrace any problem. And if they got killed, oh well, no problem. Look what we did.
Oh, the Kennedy.
We probably deserved it.
Right, but that's the Kennedy's insight. I'm talking about the general fact that after Walter, nothing was true for the audience anymore. Walter Cronkite.
Nothing could apply. Nothing could apply. But you still had Edward R. Murrow. You still had the zany mystic.
The zany mystic.
So, okay. You still had the Willows. Come on. You had the Willows, Bob. What more could you really ask for? More than the Willows. I mean, just like.
Well, we had Kiki too.
Kiki.
Yeah. Okay. We are now in. Everything that Ian said is going to happen. It is happening. The aliens are here. Bob may have to go to the bunker any minute.
Yep.
What's happening?
You got to be prepared. And we're going to watch. Y'all better put the satellite and start watching the Mississippi River.
Okay. All right.
Well,
all right,
better check. No. Don't believe us. Be sure and check with the Glenn Beck radio program to be sure.
And you're telling the INOC. This is a message to the INOC.
Yes.
Not just me.
You don't believe us, check with the Glenn Beck radio program. That's where your information superhighway should begin, right there for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much. Talk to you
soon.
Happy
day.
All right. Thank you.